Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, who just got a new kidney. Congratulations to Jim Valley. We'll be hearing from him again soon. Sundays with Andrew Zarian, and it is a Monday here on the show, and you know what that means? It's been 12 years, everybody. 12 long years. And finally tonight, the two-hour Raws are back. And they will be back at least through the end of the year. And Triple H was asked about what's going to happen with Netflix. Still to be determined, he said. I am hoping that these Raws are so great and it makes his life so much easier that he decides to continue on with 2 hours. Although my heart tells me that's not going to happen. He's going to be doing 3 hours of Raw, 3 hours of SmackDown. We're going to be watching a lot of wrestling. But anyway, we'll talk about this two-hour Raw tonight because we're going to celebrate while we can. 2 hours of Raw and 2 hours of SmackDown through the end of 2024. And let's have some fun. We got a lineup, two title matches, and more. We've also got a Title Tuesday coming up for AEW. That is tomorrow. And they will be going kind of head-to-head. I guess they're starting an hour late. But they'll be going up against NXT. We got a lineup for NXT as well. They got a lot of big matches, including Randy Orton appearing on the show. And then we got all the news from the weekend. Kevin Owens has turned heel on Cody Rhodes, captured by fans in the area where you go to get autographs. The Rock is back. We have got a Crown Jewel show coming up, which I'm actually going to talk about first because there's a very interesting thing regarding that show. And plenty more. If you want to text us about anything that happened this weekend, or anything coming in the future, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. Brian at WrestlingObserver.com is the email address. F4W Online, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. At Brian Alvarez on X. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Well, we got a lot to talk about. I'm starting with Crown Jewel here. So, this ties in all sorts of things. If you watch the Bad Blood pay-per-view on Saturday, Triple H comes out and he announces they got a new thing they're going to do every year at Crown Jewel. They're going to do the old Survivor Series gimmick. The WWE champion will face the world champion, both the men and the women. The winner will get a trophy, which is just the gaudiest, most preposterous looking belt you've ever seen in your entire life. Shoot, looks like it's a multi-hundred-thousand-dollar belt, six-figure belt. I'm sure the Crown Prince paid for it. Both of them. Going to pay for him every year. He's paying $60 million for these shows. He can afford it. And that's going to be the Crown Jewel main event. Or two of the matches on Crown Jewel. So I bring this up because today, this morning, they unveiled the poster. And it is Cody Rhodes versus Gunther and Nia Jax versus Liv Morgan. Now, the reason I bring this up is, and I don't know what to make of this, brother. I don't know, man. They didn't wait until tomorrow. Because tonight on Raw, it is Gunther versus Sami Zayn for the title. So, you know, when they were doing this whole Gunther-Sami Zayn thing, weeks ago they started this thing. And Sami kept wanting this title shot. And Gunther kept telling him no. And like when it first started, I thought, okay, this is going to be a match for Bad Blood. Gunther is going to win. Sammy beat him at WrestleMania. Gunther is going to get his win back here. And away we go. That's what I thought was going to happen. So then they do the angle last week on Raw where Gunther just killed Sami Zayn. He just beat him and humiliated him and just left him for dead and accepts the challenge for the match. So I thought, okay, well, there's another match for the pay-per-view. But then we learned, no, it's not on the pay-per-view. It's on the following week's Raw. And then I really got thinking, like, hold on a second. Why did Gunther absolutely obliterate Sami Zayn on the go-home show before their championship match. Why would they do that? That doesn't make any sense. Because Sammy, at times, you know, everybody wanted Sammy to beat Roman Reigns in Montreal. There have been a couple of times where, okay, you know what? Maybe now's the time to pull the trigger on Sammy. Bro, if you've been watching the show lately, it does not feel like time to pull the trigger on Sammy finally winning the world title. I don't want to say he feels cold, but he certainly doesn't feel hot right now. And if you're going to give him the world title during his career, it doesn't seem like now is the time. So then they go to the pay-per-view, and they do this whole deal, and I'm just watching this Goldberg thing, where now Gunther and Goldberg, they're like kind of doing their teases for a match. And so then I thought, okay, so it appears that they're going to do Goldberg versus Gunther. So are they doing that at Crown Jewel? Because if that's the case, then Sammy's got to win the title on Monday. So all I have to say is this. If I'm booking this show, Sammy is not winning the title from Gunther tonight. It's not the right time, okay? However, I look at all this stuff that they're doing, and I keep thinking, is Sammy actually going to win the title tonight? My gut still tells me no, but I have to say that I am very much in doubt about the finish of tonight's match. And I'll give Mike a chance to give his prediction, but then I got a little more I want to add at the end.
Well, Gunther could beat Sammy tonight, and Sammy could help him alongside Goldberg defeat Cody if Gunther does something nefarious in Saudi Arabia, and then you could have, which would be, for a lot of reasons, geopolitically, something else, to have Cody Rhodes, Bill Goldberg, and Sami Zayn all standing in the middle of the ring with their arms raised as they chase Gunther, you know, down the ramp. You could do something like that, I guess. I don't know. I was surprised that they rushed to this, but the fact that they're going to Saudi Arabia, I kind of forgot about that aspect. So I don't know. You know, you could have, I honestly don't know. I'm going to go with Gunther retaining here and keeping the title. But again, if you're looking at this with they want to make people in Saudi Arabia happy, either Sami Zayn going in as champion, you know, to win against Cody, or I don't know. That to me, again, if it's for booking purposes to make that crowd happy, yeah, I can see, I guess, Sammy winning tonight. But you're right, it's not the right time, I don't think.
Well, there's two other things here. Number one, you know, on Saturday, I think that Goldberg is going to face Gunther at some point. But it was only a few months ago that Goldberg was on Busted Open Radio and talked about how his rotator cuff is completely torn and thrashed, and he's doing stem cells, and he probably needs to get it surgically repaired. And he said he was doing nothing until that got done. So it's possible that he's not ready for Saudi Arabia, so this whole point is moot anyway. The other thing I will say is that...
Can I throw something in there?
Yes.
What's not... Look, he wanted to have a last match and go on a little last tour. I don't know how well that would do and who he could get to be a part of all that, especially if he does not work with AEW and Tony Khan, you know, for the bodies and the stars to do something like that. So maybe to hook back up with WWE and looking long-term at this, you know, rotator cuff or not right now, if he's going to do a little tour, maybe it's kind of like what John Cena's doing, just to a much lesser degree, where he works a couple of shows and three shows, something like that, in big places, and that's what it is.
So the other thing is, as this guy here says, it's not time for Gunther to lose the title. So here's the thing. I agree with that. And if you've watched WWE booking over the last 2 years, they kind of, that's sort of what they do. Like, when it's time, they switch the title. And they don't switch the title before it's time. Feels like it's time. However, it was only a few weeks ago that Jey Uso beat Braun Breaker. And it was not time for Braun Breaker to lose that title. So the thing that got me the most is the fact that they put that poster out today. There's like no reason they couldn't have waited until tomorrow to put that poster out. Them putting that poster out today, it's either one of two things. Either they're going to swerve us and he's winning the title tonight, or they want to swerve us so we think he's winning the title tonight. But, like, they didn't accidentally put out a poster for the next pay-per-view advertising a title match the day that a title match is taking place on Raw. This wasn't an accident. It was done for one of those two reasons.
I'm going to put a hat on a hat here, Brian.
We're going to find out tonight.
2-hour Raw. And I could not be any happier about this. Somebody earlier on in the chat said, you know, somebody is surely to complain about that. We'll ignore all of those people. 2-hour Raws are great. What if Gunther and Sami Zayn go to a draw, and that's how Sami, they make some more sort of excuse, and that's how Sami gets into a three-way and wins.
No, because they already put up the graphic. It's not a graphic for a three-way.
You can pop a head up in there.
Here's the thing.
2024.
Listen, we got Gunther, Sami Zayn, Jey Uso, Xavier Woods, both title matches, Sheamus and Pete Dunne in a Donnybrook match, and Seth Rollins returning. There's only 2 hours for Raw. I don't think they're doing a draw. I don't think they're going 60 minutes.
No, but still.
I don't think they're going 60. But you know what I think? If I had to make a prediction,
what's that?
I predict that Gunther does beat Sammy, and then in the Cody Rhodes-Gunther match, old Goldberg costs Gunther the match. Cody wins.
Hey.
That sets up the match for later. Look. Because then, you know, he won't get like a big wrestle match payoff, but he'll get a big old payoff to make a run in Saudi Arabia.
And Goldberg. Here's the thing. It's not the end of the world because they don't do it often anymore. If Sammy beat him, goes on, beats Cody, becomes that champion, then comes back and loses it on a Raw down the line. It's not the end of the world.
Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here. Moment together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America, premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
And the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Did a very clever thing of the pay-per-view. They have that area where the fans show up to get autographs. Yeah, they show up, you know, hours before the show. Oh, here comes the bus. Oh, man, look, it's Tangaloa. Maybe he'll sign my thing. Filthies are hours in advance. And then, you know, they show up. Like, they leave the show early so they can stand there to see people leaving. So they were in that area, and they shot an angle with Cody and Kevin. And so all these fans get their phones out, and so they ended up with multiple footage all over the place from fans. It was very clever. And Kevin Owens turned on Cody.
Wow, pro wrestling.
Beat him up. They didn't have to do it in the arena where the fans would cheer Kevin Owens for doing a turn. Did it in the back. And he has betrayed Cody Rhodes. I liked it.
I pointed this out on Twitter on the Mid-Atlantic Pod account a couple weeks ago. They had the Andersons and Tully Blanchard beating up Sam Houston in the parking lot, and they have to cut away because Dusty and Magnum were up doing the announcing on the match, and that's where Sam's friends were. They made sure they were away, and he was out in the parking lot, and they beat him up, and they have to rush out there, and it's the fans losing their minds, going crazy, talking about it was Ole. Ole was the first one out, and it was like, how great is this? There was no music that hit. There was no obvious signs. Perfect. That's what it used to be. Now, in this day and age, obviously, you can't do that. Nobody believes Kevin Owens is beating up Cody Rhodes in the parking lot for real. That type of thing only happens down in Mexico. But, like, here you can't. But fans, more than ever, think they're part of the show and want to be part of the show. Let them be part of the show. That was a great way to go ahead and do that. It's just a very simple, old-school thing with a new twist. I thought that was good.
And we had the return of The Rock. Showed up after the main event and just counted 1, 2, 3.
Broke the sound scale.
Everybody's trying to figure out what that means. I think it just meant he pinned Cody. Because he did. The night before WrestleMania. Beat him 1, 2, 3.
The Ali family gave him a belt.
Yeah, they sure did.
He totally didn't create that for himself. That was given to him by the Ali family.
I actually believe they may have given that to him.
Oh, will you stop?
But the point of this is, he's got his belt. And I don't think he's going to be on Raw tonight. I think that he pretty much said, you know, things haven't been going... There's been a lot of BS going on in the last 6 months, he said. And I'll tell you when I'm ready for you to know. So that was just a thing for the 16,000 crazy fans that paid preposterous money for the show. And boy, did they appreciate it. They got their money's worth. They were screaming top of their lungs for this guy.
Dusty Rhodes on steroids type of story when it comes to... They brought a lot up about the last Battle of Atlanta and things that took place in Atlanta, including Dusty Rhodes being locked in cages and being attacked by the Four Horsemen or the Andersons back in the day. Can you imagine a scenario where it's all of the Tongans and all of the Samoans locked in a place with Cody, thinking that he's got some sort of backup, and they all massacre him? I'm looking forward to that one day.
We had CM Punk beating Drew McIntyre in a Hell in a Cell match. Great match. Double juice. 16 staples for poor Drew. Probably the best WWE match of the entire year, I would think.
It was fun.
Trying to think of one
better. Not for them, maybe, but...
But it was awesome. So Punk got the win. And that appears to be the end of the feud, so maybe got to go him and Gunther next, perhaps. We shall find out more tonight, I presume. But, yeah, the blood is back. The blade is back.
Well,
although not in the case of Drew McIntyre.
Yeah.
The sharp edge of the toolbox is back.
Anytime you hear staples got involved, it's usually not a blade. It was something else that did it. And I don't know what match you're going to talk about next, but I'm happy Punk and Drew was drawn out for everything they had to deal with when it came to Punk's injuries and dragging it out. I thought they did a masterful job. I think Drew McIntyre is arguably the wrestler of the year. I think you can make a case for that, how great personality-wise and in the ring that he's been the entire year. But I'm happy that feud is over, and I'm happy that it looks like the Damian Priest-Finn Balor feud is over, because Damian Priest, who did have his title reign kind of overshadowed by everything that was taking place with the Judgment Day, like, it's time for this guy to move on and get into something else.
There's no way Priest and Finn is over.
See, I don't like that.
Well, the problem is the Liv and Rhea thing isn't over, because we got a lame finish there. They're clearly doing Judgment Day and the new, whatever they're called, the Terror Twins.
I guess.
That one continues on.
But the thing is, with Dom and you can do that and slide that over, and you also have Raquel Rodriguez being involved, where that also takes some of the attention away from the Terror Twins aspect of it, and you can kind of slide them away and slide Damian into something else. It's not like they can't interact on the show or anything like that.
This person here says, funny how nobody is all angry about the toolbox versus AEW's shaved chairs. Well, maybe because one of them was an accident and the other was done on purpose. That's kind of a big difference there.
Really?
And by the way, as far as those staples, you ever seen Punk gig? Probably need staples for that. This guy takes a thing, and instead of just like going like this or whatever, he goes, and he hits his head like, it was ridiculous. I just hurt my own head doing that, by the way.
Some people use a toolbox. Other people poke themselves in the head. What can you do?
Nia Jackson Bailey for the women's title sucked. Worst WWE pay-per-view match probably since the Hell in a Cell with The Fiend and Seth Rollins, which was 5 years ago, I think yesterday, maybe today.
Tiffany looks like a walking action figure. She really does.
Who?
Tiffany.
They all do.
Well,
do you watch this show?
Especially her. My God, with the hat and the briefcase and everything.
Yeah, this match was terrible.
Well,
it was back to the old Nia.
Hey, well, look, Raquel
Unless you're filthy, then you can blame Bailey.
Well, that's his queen, Nia Jax. But I'm happy Raquel Rodriguez is back. It was a lot to get to that. But that in Rhea is going to be good, and her just being there. You can get Dom out of the mix of that, too, at least a little bit, because you have both Rhea, you have Liv and Raquel Rodriguez battling up against Rhea.
The Finn Balor-Damian Priest match, it was fine. It was slightly better than a Raw main event, 3.25-star match. Priest ended up hitting South Heaven for the pin after everybody tried to interfere. It was fine. Liv and Rhea with Dom in the shark cage. The wrestling, I thought, was fine. The booking was stupid. And the worst part of the booking...
It's a shark cage. It's not...
These referees are made to look so stupid in every company. This is not WWE thing.
They set it up before the match with this, too.
Every single company. So, God, first Dom is in the shark cage, and he manages to get the shark cage open, and then this idiot falls out. Like, it's not even Rhea threw something and he fell out. He just like looked down and he falls out like an idiot. He's hanging by his foot. And then these two WWE employees, they go over and like, it's like my landscapers. They're just like, God dang, that tree's way up there. What should we do? They're just like looking at him. I'm like, he's hanging by his leg. I mean, what do you got to look at? Get the guy down or put him back in. So they're doing that. And then Rhea goes to the referee in the ring and she goes, I got to handle something. I'll be back. The ref's like, you've earned it. I'm like, what? What are you talking about? She goes, starts beating this guy with a stick. No DQ, no count out, nothing. And then out comes Raquel Rodriguez. She attacks Rhea for the disqualification. Now, apparently there are reports out that this was supposed to be like a pinfall. Well, maybe don't attack Rhea right in front of the referee. I guess this referee felt he had to make a call or something. I don't know what happened. It doesn't matter. It wouldn't have made any of this any better or worse.
Well, she didn't earn it.
It was just dumb.
Well, look, let me try to shoot him some bail a little bit in this.
Oh, please.
Not for the story itself, but the fact that before the match, they made sure to point the camera at the referee who had a refer's eye camera on, the old whatever the refer cam Yuji Shimada from Pride used to wear. And Corey Graves is talking about the fact that this ref is kind of an idiot. So at least they had enough self-awareness to go, okay, there's going to be some stupid stuff here, including the two guys watching Dom upside down as Corey is yelling at him, help him. Like, so they at least try to cover up their bases a little bit. But I guess if you have to do that, maybe you shouldn't have done it in the first place.
And then Roman Reigns and Cody versus Solo and Fatu. This was a WWE Bloodline main event. It went a long time early, just by the numbers. And then the last few minutes were very good as we got all of the near falls and the kickouts and the run-ins and the return of Jimmy Uso, who has aligned himself with Roman Reigns. Roman speared Solo, pinned him. This has to be the end of this Solo thing, at least in terms of, you know,
big in the mix.
Him being in the title picture. It's time for the next guy, which would be Jacob Fatu.
And then eventually Roman Reigns. It's LA Knight, right?
LA Knight is the U.S. champion.
LA Knight.
Which, by the way, hey, front page, who wrote that article crediting everybody under the sun for AJ's injury, except the guy that first reported it?
The wrestling?
Me!
Oh.
Me! Yeah, he got hurt. Hurt himself on a high cross catch. It was brutal.
No, what's brutal is if it's a ligament injury, and if he tore a ligament or something like that, like, that just sucks. Because not only is it painful and it keeps you out for a while, it's really annoying, too.
Yeah, I hope he's all right. Just came back, first match back, hurt himself on a fluke. So I know, like, you know, he probably thought, oh, man, do I still need to be doing this or whatever? But it was a total fluke thing. Just their timing was a little bit off. Their positioning was a little bit off. His foot went underneath him, and could happen to anybody at any time.
I blame NXT.
Speaking of, after the break, back in a moment, Observer Live. Nothing on that beat. Nope.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Yeah.
Hey, come on. Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Dom, what are you and Mike talking about during the break?
We were talking about R&B music.
Talk about me beating up Mike.
Oh, because I sarcastically called Mike old, unlike straight up old, and then he pointed out you're actually still older than him, and I defended your honor and said you could probably still beat him up in a fight.
Well, I'm just laughing because Mike's response was he'd have to get close.
You would.
What? Like, how would I not? How would I beat you up if I wasn't close?
You're not going to get close.
Like 5 feet away, I go, ah! And you go, ah! I have to, of course I have to be close.
If it
how would I
better.
Beat you up from afar? I do every day, I guess. Well, let's talk about the rest of this stuff. I got a lot of news.
Fun Monday!
Did I go over the Raw report?
Not yet.
Or not the Raw report. Okay.
It'll be shorter tomorrow, because it's only 2 hours.
So tomorrow is, I just realized tomorrow's Dynamite in Spokane. Nah, I'm not
it
going.
Is.
Too far away. Bryan Danielson and Wheeler Yuta versus Claudio and Pac. This could be a horseman beatdown. I think that's possible. Mm-hmm. Be a lot of heat. If they all turned on him and beat him down 4-on-1 to set up Moxley getting a shot on the show on Saturday, which, by the way, I do expect Moxley to win, but I don't expect Bryan to retire.
Can I stop you right there?
Go for it.
What do you think about Wheeler Yuta? He's been cutting promos. He had the as passionate of a promo as he could cut against Claudio in the back on Saturday. I don't know. You know, there's part of me where it's like, I like the idea of him being kind of like a Bryan Danielson spiritual successor, you know, smaller guy, Matt, incredible beard, all that sort of stuff. But, like, I don't know if he's ready for that. And then, you know, with that said, him in the Blackpool Combat Club, is he just superfluous that way? You know, I mean, just, again, his issue is he can't cut promos. He's good in the ring. People like getting behind him. You know, he's seemingly in a really weird spot where I'm not sure which either way that they go, he's going to be necessarily better off for it.
Well, you know, it's funny because at the beginning when they first put him with the Blackpool Combat Club and they put Daniel Garcia with the Jericho Appreciation Society, I thought this should be totally backwards. I thought that Wheeler is wacky. He's goofy. Like, he's the kind of guy that, I mean, you could bring the personality of him a lot easier than Daniel Garcia. I thought he was a better fit for Jericho, and Garcia is obviously the better fit for the Blackpool Combat Club. But they went the other way. And, you know, I will say that he's kind of done the dance and everything. He's got his dance. But, I mean, to this day, Daniel Garcia is still a better fit for the Blackpool Combat Club. But now Wheeler ended up being a great fit for the Blackpool Combat Club. The Wheeler of the last couple of weeks, like his promos and the way he's doing his matches.
He's definitely
he's come across as a bad dude, which he definitely wasn't when this started.
But that's the thing is, Brian, I don't know, and I know he can legitimately kick people and tie him into knots. I get that. And he is trying, and it's as good as it's been, for sure. I just don't know. He's going to have to kick it into, like, two more gears before I think people are really going to believe. I think for me that's the case. And they are trying with him. They're pushing him. So we'll see. And I got to say this, too, just because you brought up his name. I was baffled when you said, I don't know if Daniel Garcia is signed after you do all that stuff with him and MJF.
I told you.
I am baffled. That is going to be, someone is going to have to one day just sit me down and explain why you would do all of what you did,
Mike,
and put MJF out.
Are
and
you aware
do it without Garcia being signed?
Are you aware that as of now, AEW has had two world heavyweight champions who are world heavyweight champions and not under contract to AEW?
Yes, yes, I know.
Bryan Danielson?
I know.
And John Moxley?
Yes.
Now, to be fair, I listen, I'll just say this.
There weren't there circumstances with Moxley and with Danielson? I mean,
well, no.
It is
Moxley was not under contract. He just wasn't. And he eventually signed as champion. But there was a period there, I think for like weeks, where the AEW World Heavyweight Champion was not under contract to AEW, and he could have left at any moment. Now, with Bryan, I don't have any inside information other than he claimed that his contract expired at the beginning of August, and I don't doubt him. But what I don't know is, what does that mean? Because if you remember, his first big match was at a Grand Slam, right? When he first signed, wasn't it?
It may have been.
So my presumption is that that was the end of whatever original deal he signed. However, he had a lot of time where he was out for injury. So it is possible that his contract expired, but he is on injury time right now and could not just leave and show up at Raw tonight. Not that he would. I do not believe in any universe. Well, I guess if there's multiple infinite universes, one of them, he'd show up on Raw tonight. But not in this one. He's not showing up on Raw tonight. He will work out the rest of his title run and probably end up staying with AEW. But so anyway, the point is there have been two AEW champions technically not under contract as champion. So why you're baffled about what they do with Daniel Garcia, I don't know.
Because it keeps happening. And like that is a case where you didn't just run off some schlub.
Look what they did with Andrade on the way out.
That's Andrade. He gave the kiss of death to MJF. And why would you do that if Garcia wasn't locked up? Why would you even go and take it to that point? You know, because you can't even.
Well, you know what? I think I can explain it to you.
Because he's not on TV. You're not taking advantage of it. And you had this big piece of, you know, a great commodity with MJF and poof.
I don't know this for sure. Okay. This is speculation. But when they were doing that feud with Daniel Garcia and MJF, I believe that the reason they built it up the way they did, and I know this because people told me this, they were pretty much sure that he was going to re-sign. And he hadn't re-signed. But when I asked people, it was like, yeah, I mean, he hasn't re-signed, but he's pretty much for sure going to re-sign. So I think that's where they were. And so I think the day came, and it was like, are you re-signing, brother? And he didn't re-sign. And so it was like, MJF's got to beat you then. And MJF beat him, and then he still has not re-signed. And now he's off TV. So I think they must think he might actually be going to NXT now.
But MJF didn't just, he beat him, but then took all that heat away by slaughtering him and pile driving him off the second turnbuckle. So this guy that you're not sure about who could end up in NXT, I would figure there, you know, it at any time, or I guess,
But here's the thing, Mike.
From a wrestling point of view, that doesn't make any sense.
But here's the thing. He hasn't left yet. Okay.
You're right.
And hold on. And MJF did leave. So it is possible their thought was, well, he may re-sign while MJF is gone. And so let's leave this open-ended so that we can do another match potentially once MJF comes back. And that's when we'll, re-debut Daniel Garcia.
I don't know. I think somebody could have used that heat who was actually on TV every week to do something like that to an MJF and get something out of it and get your TV show something out of it.
So anyway, we've got Mercedes versus... This is a good one. This is a good one. I don't want to be that guy, but...
Do it.
You realize that Hologram is now 13-0, and he's just randomly doing matches on Collision, like no title shots in the future or anything like that? Emi Sakura has not won a single match in AEW since April of 2023, not 2024, 2023. May, June, July, August, September, October. It's been 18 months since Emi Sakura won a match in AEW. 18 months. She has not won a match in 18 months. But tomorrow she gets a title shot against Mercedes for both of her belts. The TBS and the New Japan Strong women's titles.
I like how maniac Tony Khan is actually a big fan of old boxing ratings from back in the day where, like, the World Boxing Council would rank somebody who was dead or like give somebody some wins and, you know, kind of prop them up on the list, even though they hadn't won since, you know, 2023.
No, the answer is not to bring back rankings. I'm sorry.
No. Please don't do that. No.
But then, you know, Willow and Britt must fight for a championship match.
Well,
it's a world title eliminator match. And then Hook will call out Taz's attackers, who I think is going to end up being Christian's crew. And then Darby and Brody will go face to face.
So are you enjoying Mortos's promos? He should have a segment on every show.
I like Mortos.
Yes.
And then for NXT, we've got Randy Orton versus Javon Evans, which I'm still going with my theory. And that is that they go a few minutes, and then Gallus runs in, and then we do the tag match. And Randy and Javon beat Gallus when Javon gets the pin. That's what I'm hoping. That'll give him a better rub than getting beat. I'll tell you that much. Then we've got Obafemi against Tony D for the North American title. Which, you know, I've watched the story, and like, I don't think Tony D is the guy to beat Obafemi. But they're really building it up like, you know, this Rocky story. But they had a line last week. I can't remember what it was, but somebody told him, they were like, you know what? If you lose, you lose, but at least you just did your best. And he seemed cool with that. So I actually think he's not winning, but I guess we'll see. Nathan Frazier and Axiom against Grayson Waller and Austin Theory for the tag team titles. We've got Bianca, Jade, and Kalani versus Fallon, JC, and Jasmine. And Sexy Red performs.
Am I the only one who thinks Kalani's a heel?
Yes.
She's going to be a heel. I'm telling you.
Well, someday she will be.
She'll be a heel.
Because in developmental, everybody has to play both roles.
I know.
As they get ready to go up. That's why, I mean, dude, in what universe, I mean, she's doing a fine job at it, but in what universe is Roxanne Perez a heel?
The NXT universe.
Like, she's good enough that she's pulling it off, but come on. Roxanne Perez is a lifetime babyface.
Absolutely. And when she goes to the main roster, I hope she's that. Fallon Henley on the main roster, I would try as a babyface first. And look, this is an awful comparison, but like, there was a hole you could punch through with, what was her name? The Southern Belle.
Oh, God.
You know who I'm talking about. Lacey Evans. Like, there was a hole to punch through there, and they failed miserably a zillion times over, almost comedically. Fallon Henley coming up to the main roster, and at some point, Josh Briggs, I think, coming up to the main roster, like, I think you could actually have something there. And I don't know what role she's filling right now with Jasmine and JC Jane, but the whole thing doesn't make sense to me at all. So at some point, get her up on the main roster and bring her up as a babyface, because I think you might have something there.
And then we got the pay-per-view on Saturday. I can't even read. Song that Lucha Gato wants Sexy Red to perform tomorrow night. She's not going to perform that one, okay? She's not.
Oh, please.
Now, Tacoma Saturday, I'll be there. I'll be there, brother. Brian Danielson, John Moxley, AEW title. Young Bucks against Private Party for the tag team titles. Jack Perry against Shibata for the TNT title. Ospreay, Ricochet, and Takeshita in a three-way. I mean, it's going to be awesome, but like...
Sure.
Mark Briscoe and Jericho for the Ring of Honor title. Darby and Brody. And in the zero-hour match... Atlantis Jr. defends the Ring of Honor men's TV title against Brian Cage. Okay. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I don't know why I always thought Roxanne Perez was Hawaiian.
What?
She was on
what?
She was on the show years ago. Remember that?
Yeah.
I wonder if she was in Hawaii at the time. I don't know, man. But she's not.
She's not. She's kind of, you know, Hispanic and whatnot, or Latino.
Yes.
My God,
lived
Brian.
In Texas, went to Booker T's school.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I don't know where I got that. Somebody help me out.
Your radar.
There must be a reason for this.
Your radar for your own people is just historically laughable.
There must
now.
Be a reason for this.
Oh, my God. Because you're a pineapple, Brian. That's why. Maybe, actually, were you in Hawaii when we did the interview?
That's possible. Maybe that's what happened.
Maybe you're in Hawaii right now.
Let me tell you where I'm not right now. Hawaii. All right. Lance Storm writes, the reason is you're an idiot.
What is that in reference to? It could be anything on this show.
Well, I get that text every day.
That's, yeah.
So it's kind of evergreen. Hey, listen, we're going to wrap it up. Tonight is Raw. It is thankfully 2 hours. Maybe we'll be up earlier for Observer Radio. I kill me! You get quality content like this every day at WrestlingObserver.com or Spotify or Apple Podcasts or YouTube. And to find any of those, you just go to F4WOnline.com/Spotify or F4WOnline.com/Apple or F4WOnline.com/YouTube or just sign up at F4WOnline.com. Lots of ways to hear it. And that's it, everybody. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.